This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, everybody. Mishneh Yomi Kalim, Dalet Aleph. Today we'll do Dalet Aleph and Dalet Beis, Da and Dov. Okay, let's go review yesterday. Yesterday we did Gimel, Zayin, and Gimel, Ches. And a lot of what we're going to learn today is relevant to what we learned the last few days. Let's go. So in Gimel Zion, we began as follows. If we had a hot water kettle of some sort, and they smeared it with chaymer, with thick coating of clay, or charsis, with thin crushed pieces of charis, someone who touches the chaymer is tamei. The chaymer gets the tumma of the kli, because the chaymer, it needs it. It's needed. What does it do? I think it keeps it. It gives it insulation. No.
More insulation.
I think that's what it does. No.
It doesn't say that here.
Doesn't say what it's for. Okay, I'm gonna assume it's there for right. But right, the charsis is not. What's the difference in the charsis? The charsis may be keeping it from insulation, but the charsis falls off very easily, and therefore cannot be considered part of the kli. Good. Yeah. Or could be they say the chaymer is there to protect it from the fire. Okay. Fine. Yeah, that's what they say. To protect it from the fire, not to insulate it. It's more to protect it, a protective coating. Next case, the kumkum, the hot water kettle. It's actually larger than a mecham. Fascinating. I always thought a kumkum was small. That got a hole and you filled it with zephes. Basically, entire. Why? What's the reason this and the chavis that got a hole you filled with zephes is tame? Says Rabbi Yossi, it cannot be mekabel. Chamin kitzayneim. It cannot be mekabel chamin kitzaynin. It can't get hot water. It can't hold hot water.
Because it'll melt.
So the question was, that why isn't in this and the chavis? And the answer they say is that by the chavis, since its main usage is for cold, this is not going to be a problem, the fact that it can't hold hot. But a kumkum, which ikar usage is for hot, that would be a problem. Weiter. Okay. Because it can't hold hot like cold. A kli that's made out of zephes. Since, apparently they can make a whole kli out of zephes. Fascinating. A kli that's made out of zephes. Since it cannot hold hot water, it's not mekabel tumo. Good. Any kli, cheres, to be considered a kli cheres, for tumma has to be able to hold hot and cold. Fascinating. Fascinating. Okay. A kli, copper kli, that you put on zephes, what'd you do that for? I don't know, it's not really clear. It says just extra strength. Tar. That zephes is tar. Why? Because it's not really necessary. But if it's free wine, some understand that the Mishnah is now saying that you put the zephes not as a lining, but as a lining. No, that actually, as opposed to a coating, which would be outside, like a coat, is a lining inside to keep your wine fresh, I guess.
Preserve
your wine, yeah. And tummy. Then it's using, as necessary, it's performing a necessary function. Tummy. Mishnah Ches. Ready? A chavis, they got a nekev. And you put on zephes, we spoke about this a few Mishnahs ago, so now it returns to, it restores its Kabbalah's tumma. But you put on more than necessary. If you touch wasn't necessary, it's tameh. More than necessary, it's tahar. Zephes that just dripped on a chavis. If you touch it, it's tahar. Because it's not performing any necessary function. A funnel of wood or of cheres, which is not mekabel tuma, because it's not a container. And you plugged it with Zephes. Lezer Menazari is mitame. Why? Why is Lezer Menazari mitame? He says, because now it's a container. Rabbi Kiva has an interesting shita. Tame by eitz, tahar by charis. One of the pshatim they say is because eitz and zephis is the same kli, and therefore it's bottle, mashen kein charis. They added more explanation that really this plug is not going to stay in so well because it's a very smooth little hole. And therefore, only when it's the same min, it'll stay well. But if it's cheres, it won't stay well. It's different min, because they're saying that zephes is a min eitz. So it's the same min as the wood. Very fascinating. Okay, different shatim, I say, why it's considered more of a seal by eitz than by cheres. Third shita, Rabbi Yossi, matar b'shteyam. One way of understanding Rabbi Yossi is he says that it's not there for permanent. It's there more temporary, and therefore, it's not considered a seal. Other shatim, of course, this is... It seems to be a lot of discussion about how to understand this machlokes.
Rabbi Yossi says because it's not a good plug.
That's right. Perek Dal Mishnah Aleph. Ha-cheres. When we say cheres, it seems to be that, if I'm getting the gist over here, referring to gistera, a shard. Okay? This is shard. Has Kabbalah's tomo. Is able to hold, let's say, revius, or whatever the shirim were we learned in the second perek. But it cannot stand on its own without support. Why? Because there's a handle attached to it. And that kind of pushes it to one direction. Okay? Fine. Oh, Shahaya Bai Chidod. V'achidor machri oi tahoir. Okay. Or that the gistera is not straight because it comes to a point. Something, some protrusion of some sort. And that pushes it to the side. It needs now support. So that halacha is tahar. Even though the gistra itself could have been able to support itself, but there's something else extraneous that's pushing to the side, lemaisa can't stand. It's not a kli. Now, even though we found by kli cheres that's made to be held by something else, it's considered a kli, like we found by the lapid, the torch thing, looks like the ice cream cone. The gistra is not that way. Why? It's not so chashiv. Okay, I would say very different, because the gistra wasn't made to be that way. The lapid was made to be that way. Okay, so that's a good shot. Nitla ha'oizen, I took off the handle. Now it can stand. Nish brachidud, I broke off that little point. Now it can stand. Tahoir. Why? Why? Oh. They say, even though it's usable now, once it lost its shame kli, it's over. We just learned about this. We just learned about the gistra that got a hole. When you have a gistra that got a hole, it's over. Permanent. No matter what you seal it with. Here are the two. Once you have a gistra that was not right, game over. The Tosefta says, a cheres, piece of cheres, that's tar shah achas. Ein lo tum alaylam. They compare it to the, it says kli cheres, but it doesn't really mean a kli. Yeah. Yeah. So it's the same concept we had in Gimel Gimel. Oh, Rabbi Yehuda mitame. But there we did not have a machloikas. Here we do. We have Rabbi Yehuda. He says it is. How does Rabbi Yehuda deal with the Mishnah in Gimel Gimel? So there's different shatim. Some say this is different because it was right to use at one point. It was just something extraneous. It's different than getting a hole. Some say it's a very easy fix opposed to stealing of a hold. Or you can say he argues in the Mishnah before. So there's different ways of reconciling it, but one way is to say, no, Yitak argues. Let's go. A chove is a barrel. It got a hole in its, not a barrel, okay, a jug. Got a hole on its bottom. But you turn on its side, it could hold. So they have a good picture there because it's not a straight jug, like it's not your milk containers. It's I don't know what containers you have like that. It's narrow at the bottom, but widens and then goes like that. What do you call that? The convex. I forget the term. What do they call it? I don't know. It's got it widens in the middle. It's got a belly. Okay? So, you turn it on its side, it could be mekabel. So that's an interesting question. One second. Why is it doing that in a gister? A gister also. Gister was like the side of a kli. We said, definitely so. Now you turn it on its side. You put it on the table, and now you can mekabel mashkin. What's the difference? Oy shenech lecha kemin shtei arevois. Or you split it, your kli, into two arevos. What's arevos? Like a trough?
Oval bowls? Yeah.
What do they call them in English? Two arevos. I thought like a arevos like a trough. Dalad base. Kamin shte arevos.
Two oval bowls.
Okay, fine. Two oval bowls. All right. That wasn't the term I would have used, but okay, I'll take the word for it. Okay, so what's the halacha? Yehuda Matayr Chom Matamin. Why is Yehuda Matayr? Now he's the Kula. He was before the Machmer. Now he's the Mekel. Well, like this. A Kli that broke is only considered, still retains the same Kli, if it can be used the same way it was used originally. Whoa. So Imke, in the earlier case of the Mishnah, by the Gistra that you took off the handle or the point, has to be talking about a Gistra that can be used in the same way it was originally. Oh. The Mishnah in Beis Beis said, Gistra is even definitely saying, you take the wall of a kli and now it can turn into a shard in Mekabel Tuma. They say over here, Yehuda argues on that too. So a lot of things that we learned until now, which seemed pashut to us, now we're seeing not so pashut. Chomim et ha'amin. Either they say that it doesn't have to be mekabel tuma the same way it was before. Or they say that you could say that a jug, sometimes you put on its side and it does hold things that way. You can go two different directions. Two different mahalchim. Mishnah Beis, Chavish Nisrael, a cracked up jug. So it's cracked up in a way that it's still intact, but if you put things in it, it's going to fall apart. And we learned before that if it's so cracked up, you put things in it, it's already tahar. We learned that earlier in Gimel Dalad. And you cannot remove it while holding half a cob of dried figs, because that would be too heavy. The halacha is tahara. Why do we come up with half a thing of grogers of figs? That's the shear of a suda. Look in the Mishnah in Peya. Chetz hey. About the Matan Saniyim over there. Chetz hey in Peya. Why grogers though? That's an interesting discussion. They used to put, because Chavios used to have grogers. Look at Gimel Beis in Kalim. Okay. Fine. Daire. That's the halacha. Daire. Now, what are they saying? It's because they're broke. It's not really the kabel tuma. Fine. What about gistra? Let's say you have it in each one. No. Since you could still fix it, you're not playing using gistra, so we're not going to give a tuma midin gistra. Because you wouldn't use it as a gistra. Now, if it could hold a chatzik or grogris, even though liquid might seep out of it, or it's got a hole for big enough, but the mice is made for oichlam, so it's still tumas eichlam. We know oichlam is a shirk kazayis. Good. Weiter. Mashkin. How about a gistera? Here we go again. That got cracked up. And now it's not mikabel mashkin. So what's that? We learned before, when a gistera gets a hole, it's game over. So we're saying over here, you can't hold water. Water would leave. Now, generally speaking, that's not enough to metirically. You'd see as mashke. You could coin as mashke. The hole not big enough that liquid would enter. So, the Mishnah, Tahira. It's Tahira. Even though it could be Kabbal Eichlin, since gistras were generally used for mashkim, and here mashke would leave. Even though generally speaking, the shiras kind is mashke, not kitzias mashke. That was only because, generally speaking, when a kli is kitzias mashke, we'll put a little shard underneath to catch the liquid seeping out. And once the kinas mashke, we throw it out. Fine. A gistra, on the other hand, the size of the hole is kemoitzi mashke. Why? Shein shirayin l'shirayin. You wouldn't put a gistra underneath a gistra. When the gistra itself has liquid dripping out, you don't put another gistra under the gistra. So this is the concept we've been saying until now. This is a new concept. We still only said, like, once a gistra loses the shame, it loses the shame. That's true. I'm not disagreeing with that. But this is something else. It's saying the shear of a gistra, of a hole of a gistra, is ki yitzias mashke. Why? Because you wouldn't put a gistra underneath a gistra. I think that's learning this correctly. I think so. Let's imagine the Rav for a second. Gistra, by the way, means gisi tray, two sides, two parts, two sides. Gis. Yeah. Okay. Everybody have a wonderful day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.